SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Negotiators worked through the weekend in Washington hoping to hammer out a deal to provide funding for Ukraine while tightening up U.S. southern border. South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham.
If we make asylum really asylum, if we enforce international law and stop blanket parole, yes, I think it will get through. There will be some people in the House who will never vote for your Ukraine package, but if you have real border security, and I'm not asking for H.R. 2. I've been doing this for 20 years. I know what works and what doesn't. They have made policy choices to obliterate the border. They need to reverse these policy choices. Yes, the package can get through the House if it has real border security.
Graham was appearing Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. Also, at srnnews.com, Lisa Schwartzwald is with the New York Immigration Coalition. She says the future of the migrants right now, well, it's up in the air.
Those families are panicked right now because they're potentially going to be moved to an entirely new location. They could be hours from the closest school or the school that they are currently enrolled in. They may, all of the services and the connections and the community that they've been building in the place where they currently are, all of that could go away.
Authorities say five children have died in a house fire in Arizona. The kids were 2, 4, 5, 11, and 13. Authorities say there were no adults in the house. Federal drug officials warning Georgia to stop its plans to be the first state to allow pharmacies to dispense medical marijuana. The DEA last month warned pharmacies dispensing medical pot violates federal law. Georgia Board of Pharmacy had licensed 23 independent pharmacies. This is SRN News. It has been a big year, well, at least for one ministry.
Officials with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes report they have distributed more than 230,000 Bibles in 2023. FCA President Shane Williamson says, quote, "We are committed to God's word and biblical truth, and we continue to be amazed at what God is doing to get his word into the hands of coaches and athletes around the world." Over the past 15 years, the ministry has handed out nearly 3 million copies of Scripture. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities in South Dakota will no longer deny applications for personalized license plates based on a state law that says tag can be denied if it's found to be offensive to good taste or decency. Officials agreed to the judge as part of a legal settlement approved by a judge who found that the good taste and decency language is unconstitutional. This is SRN News. United States is returning some antiques to Greece.
The United States is returning to Greece 30 ancient artifacts, including marble statues, armor helmets, and breastplates, found to have been illicitly removed from the country. The pieces handed over to Greek officials in New York date back from as long as 4,700 years ago to the Middle Ages. The works were collectively valued at $3.7 million. The return follows two similar operations earlier this year involving 29 antiquities, and last year when 55 works were returned from New York. Keith Peters reporting.
Nissan Motor Company expanding its research ties with a leading Chinese university as it and other foreign car companies try to claw back the market share in the very important and critical Chinese market. The company will launch a, quote, joint research effort next year. More details at srnnews.com.